Cape's United fans went wild after a 71st-minute goal from Dominic Chungwa gave the Green Machine a 1-0 win over their bitter rivals Dynamos, ending a 7-year winless streak against their neighbors. The Green Machine last beat Dynamos in 2009 when Lloyd Shitembwe was the team's coach, and this time around, Shitembwe is back in the driving seat and was delighted for breaking the jinx after many coaches have come and gone without success.
I feel good, but I thought Dynamos gave us a very good fight. It was never easy, but at the end of the day, I'm happy for the boys. They showed great tenacity.
One of the Green Machine fans, Paul Mandire, thinks the former Cup Kings deserve to win by a wider margin than the narrow 1-0 scoreline.
The jinx has to be broken. Cape should be more organized, and we deserved even more.
Both Captain Method Mwanjali and Adford Gutu, who are out on bail facing charges of attempted murder and malicious injury to property, featured in the Cape's United lineup and gave a good show. Gutu says he never thought of what happened off the field last week after a talk with Tembwe, who helped him to concentrate on the task on the field of play.
He's a great coach. You know, coming from the situation, I spoke to him. You know, in my mind, the football, whatever happened, from my mind, was speaking to me in training so that I can concentrate on this game.
It was an exciting game that kept the fans on the edge of their seats as both teams played attractive football, but missed chance after chance with Rodrick Ntuma and Kudzanai Nyakasaka, the main culprits for Dynamos, in a game which Dibare dominated. The Glamour Boys had to finish the last minutes of the game without coach Paulo George Silva, who was given his marching orders for disputing referee Munyaradzi Majoni's decisions. However, Silva was full of praise for his charges for giving the fans a treaty for their money and blamed missed chances for his team's loss.
The way that you create your chances, you work hard. The players work hard every week and the champion will become. And tough luck.
Although he was sitting on a three-game must-win ultimatum from the club leadership, Silva maintains that he's still in his job despite the loss to the Green Machine. However, information that is filtering through is to the effect that Dynamos have held a meeting with former coach Tondela Indiraya with the view of roping him in as the new Dynamos head coach. However, club chairman Kenny Mbayiwa, who did not attend Sunday's match, could not be reached to shed light or clarify on Silva's position and on whether Ndiraya was bouncing back at the club. The win over Dynamos saw the Green Machine maintain their charge for the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League title with 10 points after 4 rounds of matches. Cape United also benefited greatly from the Dynamos win as their closest rivals, Chicken Inn and Triangle, who were on equal 7 points with the Green Machine before the weekend's matches, lost their fixtures. The Gamecocks fell behind after a 1-0 loss at ZPC Kariba, where Tinei Chitora made the star of the show with the solitary goal that also saw ZPC Kariba move up the league table to 6th position. There was also bad news for the Sugar Boys after former coach Kelvin Kaindo inflicted them with their first defeat of the season, after Kaindu Saumain registered a 2-0 victory at Barberfield Stadium. The match talked about Blower Derby ended in a 1-0 stalemate after Blower City came from behind to pick up a point off Highlanders. However, there was a smile on the face of Harare City coach Taurai Mangwiro after his side hammered Wange 4-1. The win was a relief for Mangwiro after the club leadership expressed their displeasure with the way results were coming after the Sunshine City Boys had earlier lost 2-1 to Cape United. Chapungu and Chorocho Pirates settled for a 1-0 draw in a poorly attended game at Ascot Stadium, Chapungu are now in 11th position, while Cholocho Pirates are in 10th position. In a match played this afternoon, FC Platinum maintained their position at the top of the Castle Laga Premier Soccer League table with a 1-0 win over Ngezi Platinum. The fourth-minute goal from Walter Msona ensures that Kugona Kuninge Kudada remain 3 points above second place Capes United with 13 points from 4 games, while Capes United are on 10 points. Now to rugby. Zimbabwe ended the 2016 Under-20 World Trophy as the worst team in the tournament after losing their last game 44-40 to Hong Kong at Harare Sports Club Sunday. The Zimbabweans lost all their group matches and needed to win this game to finish 7th in the 8-team tournament, but that was not to be, as Hong Kong proved too superior for the young Sevens. The two-week competition ended Sunday with Samoa claiming the championship after a 38-32 win over Spain in the final. As a result, Samoa have qualified for the World Rugby Under-20 Championships to be held in Manchester, England later this year. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.